With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Black Friday still reigns as the biggest day of the year for in-store shopping. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Retailers have been pushing early holiday sales for weeks now, but the day after Thanksgiving remains an incredibly important day for department stores, shopping malls, and merchants. Many shoppers browse and buy online, but brick-and-mortar stores still enjoy a surge in foot traffic this holiday weekend as bargain hunters look for deals. This year, there are five fewer days between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Greg Clugston reporting.
BankRate.com senior analyst Ted Rossman says there are expectations for a slight growth this year.
The National Retail Federation, Deloitte, MasterCard, various sources place the expected holiday sales growth at somewhere around 2 or 3%. So kind of in line with inflation. Growing, but not exceptionally so.
Also at SRNnews.com, the head of Britain's Foreign Intelligence Service says Vladimir Putin is conducting a reckless sabotage campaign against Ukraine's allies that risks escalating the conflict. MI6 Chief Richard Moore says, for the sake of the Western security, Russia must not win the war in Ukraine.
If Putin is allowed to succeed in reducing Ukraine to a vassal state, he will not stop there. Our security, British, French, European, and transatlantic, will be jeopardized. The cost of supporting Ukraine is well known. But the cost of not doing so would be infinitely higher.
Insurgents have breached Syria's second-largest city, Aleppo, and they're battling government forces on the city's western edge. It marks for the first time the city's been attacked by opposition forces in many years, when they were ousted from Aleppo's eastern neighborhoods in 2016. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. Cuba is persecuting Christians. With more, SRN's Michael Harrington.
After the death of Fidel Castro, things got a little better for believers in the communist enclave, but it's still no picnic. The Alliance of Christians of Cuba has released a new report indicating that the government continues to force all churches to register with the state and breaks up house churches, imposing big fines on pastors. In fact, the Cuban authorities have imposed nearly $45,000 in fines on Christians this year alone. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to new data from Tufts University, a lot of pro-choice voters still cast their ballot for President Trump on Election Day. The study finds that in most states, young people overwhelmingly supported pro-abortion ballot measures, even while voting for Mr. Trump at the top of the ticket. Adults aged 18 to 29 overwhelmingly voted in favor of abortion referendums, even as they moved right from the 2020 election, pulling the lever for Mr. Trump or voting for Democrat Kamala Harris by much slimmer margins. Libraries across America are helping people to get healthy.
It's more than just books. Libraries today offer fitness routines, cooking classes, even blood pressure monitors that can be checked out just like books. Libraries in Kansas City and Milwaukee are part of the American Heart Association's program, providing blood pressure stations or take-home kits. And nearly a dozen libraries in Central Texas receive training for various health efforts, including mental health and isolation. Jason Walker reporting.
Stocks close with solid gains as Wall Street put the finishing touches on one of the best months of the year. The S&P 500 rose 0.6%, while the Dow gained 188 points, or 0.4%. The NASDAQ added 0.8%. Friday was an abbreviated trading day with stocks closing at 1 p.m. and the bond markets an hour later. You'll find more online at srnnews.com.